Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Thank you. vamos a cantar todos juntos. Gracias.
Vamos. Ahora lo vamos a cantar todos.
Todos juntos, por favor. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Yes, amigos, amigas, from Latino Times listeners, Mercedes Sosa, which is it's kind of like you must have heard Joan Baez, Linda Ronstadt, Joni Mitchell, you know, that's that kind of style, but from Latin America. She's from Argentina, and also she sings poems, you know, poetry. She's a poet, singer, and this song, especially this song, is like a prayer for peace in the world. It says, please don't, God, don't be indifferent with me. Don't be indifferent with the people. Help us in war. Don't leave us alone in the war, because the war is bad. It hurts so many innocent lives. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's the obvious, you know, it's the obvious, right? But sometimes, you know, the obvious doesn't come as easy as it should do. It comes in different ways. So the musicians from Latin America, the folk musicians mainly, have created, many, many years ago, they created the idea of kind of like informing the people about the whole thing that goes on around the world through music. There you have, for example, reggae, jazz, folk music like this one that I just played, and poetry and information about what goes on in the world. Otherwise, you know, the media will not tell you that. The musicians tell you more, speak more of the truth than the actual newspaper or the TV or the radio news, you know. Through music, the most positive and truest of the information comes, you know, through music, because the musician that does it with sentiment, you know, with feeling, you know. The news reader on the TV just reads out, and it doesn't create anything. It's just been given a piece of paper. Okay, you got to say this, and that, right? So he just reads it out, doesn't really question anything, you know, just out. And that's how the misinterpretation of what goes on in the world, the bad publicity, the bad media, that's what brainwashes the whole population, so many people, a high percentage of the population of the world believe in this type of media news, you know. So through music, as I said, music was created, you know, to express your feelings, you know, to express, you know, the culture, you know, knowledge, you know. So all these put together, you know, is information that music gives out. And folk music in Latin America, and I'm sure folk music all around the world, folk music was created to let the world know, you know, how your culture is, what your people, your background, your ancestors had to go through. You know, it's like telling you a story, you know, teaching you history of the world. And that is a beauty, man. That is really, really great. You know, that's why we should all love music, you know. I mean, music is usually like the blues, for example, you know, the sentiments, you know, feelings, you know, and beautiful stuff. You get, reggae, salsa, you know, all this beautiful music, you know, that actually informs you about the world, about feelings, you know. Maybe if you look at an album, for example, you know, you try all the tracks. I'm sure 100% that in the album there is a song that will accommodate your feelings, that will be so close to what you're feeling right there, and you know, right at the moment, you know. And that's the beauty, the art and the beauty of music, you know. And I wish more and more people creative music, because I'm really sorry. I'm no offense against the new musicians of today, but it's too much kind of like, you know, liberty, I would say, anarchy, and, you know, maybe sometimes nothing wrong with anarchy, but unfortunately, you know, the anarchy they're presenting to you right now it's very kind of, I don't know, offensive sometimes, you know, and they direct you in the wrong way. They don't give you the actual, you know, idea of what music should be about. And that is definitely why I do not play reggaeton. You know, everybody's going crazy now. Everywhere you go in town and bars, you know, they're playing reggaeton. You know, but they don't understand the lyrics. They don't know really what's being sung. You know, and that is the wrong thing to do with music, when you twist the music around and use it for a bad purpose. You know, and to offend and degrade. I'm afraid that's not the way, my friends. You know. And I know musicians, proper musicians, musicians who actually do the stuff because they love the music and they appreciate the music. They appreciate the art of making and writing music. They do it with the heart. They don't do it thinking about the pocket, how much money they're going to sell, how many people they can brainwash into buying their stuff that they're throwing out into the market. And unfortunately, you know, the record labels, you know, they're kind of like providing these people with a facility to actually spread their caca, you know, as say caca, yeah? Because that caca sells. Caca sells because caca, there's no sentiment, there's nothing there. It's just, boom, direct, right in your face kind of thing, you know? And I don't think it's the right thing to do. Those people who they think they can sing, they think they can do all this stuff, you know, you can tell straight away. I'm really sorry to say this, but I'm going to say it. To me, somebody using auto-tune is not a singer. Okay, sing a cappella. Give me a song, a few words, you know, in a song with the rhythm, you know, like Freddie Mercury used to do, you know, and Ian Gillan used to do. Robert Plant, Axl Rose, you know, all these people. I named them the rock musicians because mainly they are the ones who actually show you their voices, you know, how the talent is there, you know. So there we are, simple as that. Amigos, let's play some more music for you guys. You know, the music that I play at this time of the program is to do with the Pachamama. Pachamama is Mother Earth, and I keep going on about it because we need to save Pachamama. And now that the government, the British government is kind of like likely to get involved in the situation with the Ukraine and against Russia, I'm afraid we're all at risk of, you know, just disappearing one day and nothing will. Because the island is vulnerable, you know, very vulnerable. I don't know why these skiers, towers playing with fire. He's going to get burnt. And not just him. We're all going to get burnt. Probably he's playing with fire because he's already got a safety place to go to and hide. But what about the rest of the population of the UK? What about it, you know? So let's get together and push this government to either change their ways and do not support the war, do not provide more weapons, you know, provide medical aid, food, all the stuff that people need to live on. You don't need bullets to live on. You don't need the weapons to live, to survive. You need food and medical aid. That's what it's supposed to be. The world's supposed to be like that, you know, help each other and to keep us going. But these guys who actually organize the wars and everything, they think of themselves and they think of the present. They don't think about the future. So, brothers and sisters, this music that I play in order to kind of like, it's like a prayer for salvation. Not just the planet, but also for human beings. So here we go. One more. I want to play this one because I want to show you this is music to our traditional dance from Chile called Cueca. But these guys, Los Jaivas, a band that calls, they describe their music as Inca jazz rock. They mixed the folk music with jazz, a bit of rock and stuff. And this is what they came up with, right? This is a national dance of Chile, but interpreted and dedicated to Violeta Parra, one of our greatest poet musician of Chile. So here we go. This is the last one, and then we get into the mood, man, of the different styles of and beats and melodies and harmonies of Latin America. I I want you to pay attention to the way this harp is being played.
Yo no supe comprender lo que va a ser Chile.
Latino Dimes every Monday from 5 till 7 on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live.
Se desfez dos adereços e se vestiu de noir. Se banhou em purpurina ainda na concentração. Padecer no anonimato despertou os seus desejos. Ah, não. Aí lotada de alegria se entregou à multidão. Ah, não. Não sabia o samba enredo, mas sorrir sabia até de cor. Uma flor recém-formada, atrevida, linda e sensual. Chefetores sem pudor se imaginava no imenso body funk, só que era carnaval. Quanto mais a morena funkeava, a galera ensandecida queria mais. A morena enlouqueceu a bateria. Quanto mais a morena funkeava, surdo atravessava. Afoito os pontos da escola no quesito de harmonia. Após até o mestre sala e a comissão de frente a se renderam aos pobres passos que a morena introduzia. Cega pelos flashes da ilusão, mais um corpo de passista para a fama debutou. A nem pensou quando falava numa rede de TV que foi por causa dela que a escola não ganhou. Quanto mais a morena flanqueava,
right on. That was a bit of Brazilian stuff. Now I'm going to play two tracks for you guys, and these the beautiful tracks. I played them many, many years ago. I played them before, and but they're still, what's the word? They're still going. The subject hasn't changed. The whole thing is still the same. So here we go. We insist on peace for the world. This is called El Barón by Willy Colón. And it was made during the time when AIDS was hitting the whole planet with the disease. So this is the song to make the world aware of what was going on at the time, you know. This is Willy Colón with El Barón.
En la sala de un hospital, a las 9:43 nació Simón. Es el verano del 63, el orgullo de don Andrés por ser varón. Fue criado como los demás, con mano dura, con severidad, nunca opinó. Cuando crezcas vas a estudiar la misma vaina que tu papá, óyelo bien, tendrás que ser un gran varón. Al extranjero se fue Simón, lejos de casa se le olvidó aquel sermón. Cambió la forma de caminar, usaba falda, lápiz labial y un carterón. Cuenta la gente que un día el papá Fue a visitarlo sin avisar, vaya qué horror. Y una mujer le habló al pasar, le dijo: hola, ¿qué tal, papá? ¿Cómo te va? No me conoces, yo soy Simón. Simón, tu hijo, el gran varón. Pasan los años, el viejo cediendo un poco. Simón ya ni le escribía, Andrés estaba furioso. Extraña enfermedad murió Simón. Es el verano del 93. Al enfermo de la cama 10 nadie lloró. Simón, Simón. Cierto de vivir amargos recuerdos en su propio infierno.
Right on. Time to go. Yes, amigos. I want you to join me again next week, and so that we can actually enjoy this beautiful rhythms and melodies from Latino America. I'm trying to find a track here that I want to play for you, because this track is for people who have disappeared mysteriously by the juntas and all the governments, the fascist governments, you know, that make people disappear in Latin America, all around the world. And now so many people, Palestinians, have disappeared, and they cannot find them. Well, they're either dead or they're in prison, and they've been kidnapped, they've been kept, you know, as prisoners of war. What war? There's no such thing as war, you know. It's a country defending itself. So guys and girls and boys and cats and dogs and everyone in the world, please, please, please support Palestine. Please, please, please pray for Palestine to be free, and love one another, and free Palestine.
Se llama Ernesto X, tiene 40 años. Trabaja en celador en un negocio de carros. Llevaba camisa oscura y pantalón claro. Salió anteanoche y no ha regresado. No sé ya qué pensar, pues esto antes no me había pasado. Llevo tres días buscando a mi hermana. Se llama Altagracia, igual que la abuela. Salió del trabajo para la escuela. Tenía puestos unos jeans y una camisa blanca. No ha sido el novio, el tipo está en su casa. No saben de ella en la pe.